Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to get off to a little bit of a wobble at the start of trade this morning. The futures are telling us the ASX 200 should be down by around 7 points when we kick off. It's just a question of what sort of participation we see today and what that translates to in terms of momentum one way or the other, being on the eve of a four-day break. We might see a late flourish in the morning, and that might die off in the afternoon. So worth keeping an eye on that, and then at the same time keeping an eye on what's going on where US futures are concerned, bearing in mind there's some important economic news due out of the US in the next couple of days, even though it's Good Friday locally. And then on top of that, worth keeping an eye on the trends where Asian markets are concerned, given the fact that the narrative of the last session continued to be one of concerns over growth, which is essentially what has informed the way these markets have performed over the course of the last couple of days. So a lot of attention focused on the US last night. That affected trade on both sides of the Atlantic for the fact that the measure of activity in the US services sector, the ISM survey, that moderated by a pretty decent clip in the last month to the slowest pace of activity in around 3 months. So that measure went from 55.1 to 51.2. Just on the positive side of the ledger, a number below 50 means that the sector is contracting. So that was a disappointing outcome. On top of that, a private measure of jobs growth, the ADP report, that was disappointing as well, coming in well below expectations. 145,000 jobs added to the economy in the last month, according to this measure, below the 200,000 that had been forecast. You line that up against the JOLTS survey that we saw the day before. That's the measure of job openings, which fell more than what the market had expected. Even though the US job market remains strong, markets are always looking carefully for turning points. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the official non-farm payrolls figures, the government figures that will be released in the US on Good Friday US time. So they were the factors that weighed on US interest rates and US stocks last night. So long and short term, US rates were down by a pretty decent clip. 2-year treasuries down 7 basis points. That is 2-year treasuries are down 4 basis points, and 10-year treasuries were down by around 3 basis points. That was a factor that was ignored by technology stocks. So the NASDAQ finished down by about 1%. The S&P 500 was down by about 0.25%. The Dow Jones was up by about 0.25%. So what you saw in terms of the rotation of stocks last night, again, dovetailing with that fall in yields, you saw the riskier parts of the economy shunned. So your marquee industrial names, Home Depot, for example, ending lower, Nike shares lower. And then on the other side of the ledger, the more conservative investments like healthcare tended to do a little bit better in terms of the overall makeup of the way stocks move. The KBW Bank Index, which has been all over the place in recent days, it just moderated a little bit towards the downside last night, down by around 0.5%. So that is neither here nor there, really. As far as the European experience was concerned, there was better economic news to be had in Europe. We had the measure of Eurozone activity in the services sector come in at 55, a slight moderation from May, but still holding up reasonably well under the circumstances. On top of that, we also heard from the chief economist from the Bank of England saying that more rate hikes are required. The interest rate markets ignored those outcomes. We saw 2 and 10-year bunds down by a pretty decent clip. 10-year bunds down 7 basis points to a 6-month low, and 2-year bunds down by about 7 basis points as well. So again, investors are very defensive and concerned about the slowing pace of activity. The German DAX was down by about 0.5%, the French market down by a similar amount, and we had the FTSE finish with a gain of around 0.4%. So in local terms today, the economic news of the day, neither here nor there. It is really going to be about how your growth exposed sectors are going to perform in the near term. We've got iron ore prices at a 3-month low. Oil is sort of in a bit of a holding pattern at the moment, having seen that big surge in the early part of the week after OPEC and allied producers elected to cut production. It's interesting to note that perhaps they were trying to get ahead of this conversation around slowing growth. So that's worth keeping in mind. But really, the main thing to look out for today is that liquidity point that I was mentioning a little bit earlier. The Aussie dollar has moderated somewhat overnight, so it's back to around 67.2 US cents. Have a great long weekend.